1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
This is Southern California Lifestyles. Phil Hendry here with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, talking to America about what is happening in America's hyper-suburbia. Understand, Bobby, that the annual close-a-thon that the Western States Homeowners Association has is for a battered women's shelter, right? Ms. Dooley?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Did you hear my question?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay, the close-a-thon is for a battered women's shelter, isn't that right?
That's what I found out subsequently, Phil, but I need for you to understand something. I did not know this up front. Had I known this up front, I never, ever would have allowed my clothes to be donated to a battered woman's shelter. I understand that this is a very worthy cause, but I was duped, and I feel as if I was not given all the information. Had I known this,
where did you think, when you had this clothes donation drive last weekend, where did you think your clothes would be going?
Well, I thought it was going to the Junior League. I thought it was going to some other organization where women would get the clothes and wear them who already have some sense of how to wear them. But I never really would have donated my clothes had I known where these were going to go. And that's
the main problem.
And we also have Steve Dooley. Steve, you there?
I'm right here. It's the last main
problem. Well, I don't know if I want to say that they lied, Phil, but they really were not forthcoming. I have great taste in clothes. My clothes are very hot, and they're very fashionable. People know me by what I wear. And I know there's a lot of women out there who may be able to relate to this. I'm sure most of the women listening to you have a girlfriend or a lady friend of some kind who they really look up to in terms of fashion. Every woman needs a friend like that. I'm that friend to a lot of my friends. They look to me, they see what I wear, and now I'm told at the 11th hour, when I can't do anything about it, the clothes I donated to the first annual Western States Close-a-thon are going to a battered women's shelter, and I wasn't...
All right, let's look into the battered women's shelter aspect of this. What's wrong with giving clothes to a battered women's shelter? There's all kind of things that...
No, the reason why...
There's all kinds of things that you donate, like kitchen supplies and furniture. Why not clothes?
I think it's good for a lot of women. I don't think it's good for me because I've got very good taste in clothing. The clothes that I wear are very valuable. You don't really find the kind of women in these battered women's shelters that know how to wear these clothes or would look good in them. I made the statement...
I don't care about the battered women.
Steve, hold on for a minute. I made the statement that I feel for these women, but I did want women to wear my clothes that didn't have any facial bruising. I did want...
You mean the women that are in the battered women's shelter?
The women that are in the battered...
You didn't want any woman with any facial bruises to wear your clothes?
No, I didn't, Phil.
Well, you know how heartless that sounds, right?
No, hold on. The reason why I said that is, you know, you can't jump the gun on this, Phil. You have to understand, I have very, very nice clothes, very stylish, very hot. I have one of the outfits, a banana yellow Ann Taylor pantsuit with lime green lapels and lime green pumps, was worn by a woman who had her lips split by her husband. It didn't look good. It makes me look stupid.
How does that make you look stupid? They're wearing your clothes. They're wearing something you're not wearing anymore.
But people see the clothes and they say, I know that's something that Bobby would wear. I know that's something that Bobby would buy. Look at her in Bobby's clothes, etc. It reflects badly on me. Do you see what I'm saying? I would like to do something else for the battered women's shelter, like give them pots and pans. But clothes, no, not my clothes. Not my Ann Taylor's, not my Barney's, not my Calvin Klein's. I have a Juicy Couture. I have a beautiful oxblood casual terry from Juicy Couture. And it was on one of these women that was thrown down some stairs. And you could see bruising on the forehead, down the cheek. The first thing people think is, that's Bobby's
outfit.
That's Bobby's outfit, yeah.
So you have no problem with donating pots and pans, not clothes?
Not clothes, Phil, because when you see the clothes, my clothes are very distinctive. People know those are my clothes. And then they say, oh, my God. My God. What are Bobby's clothes doing on that woman who obviously is not of the same...
Social strata,
yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I've heard a lot of complaints from a lot of people about charities. I know that battered women's shelters are very worthwhile charities because there's not a lot of them. They don't have a lot of beds, and the women that are in them need a lot of things. They need kitchen supplies. They need clothing. They need furniture. Isn't it just a little bit small-minded to begrudge them clothing?
No, I don't think so, Phil, because, again, the clothing is just one aspect. You can give them pots and pans. You can give them furniture, as you mentioned. You can give them appliances. But I have a beautiful forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots. It was from Laura Ashley. Now, somewhere out there is a woman with a child with chocolate all over its face. She's going into a 7-Eleven or a Quick Stop. She's getting a pack of cigarettes, and she's walking to a bus stop wearing my forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots from Laura Ashley.
And so somebody drives by and sees that young lady at a bus stop with her kid in your Laura Ashley, and they're going to say, Bobby Dooley wore that dress?
Yes, here in Western States and in our town. And I'm known fairly well throughout a lot of the area. And by the area, Phil, I mean out here in eastern Ventura County, I'm known fairly well by a lot of people. And I'm a very distinctive dresser. And people will often say to me, you're very different and you're very, very, I don't know, you're very, I'm known as a person who's very bold with my clothing. I'm very gutsy. I've got a lot of guts. Nobody wears the clothes that I wear because I do have the guts.
Well, now you're giving them to these women.
Women, Phil, who I don't think look good in. You want to ruin a perfectly good designer outfit, you put it on one of these gals with a split lip and a limp. You put it on one of these gals that's been pushed out of a car. I feel for them, Phil. I feel badly.
Mr. Henry, we feel bad for them.
I understand that, Mr. Dooley. And I know that you want to do something for them. I don't know that it's such a terrible thing to give them Bobby's clothes.
No, not my clothing. And I was lied to.
Well, that's something you need to take up with Janice Greeley, I know, who is your co-chair at the Clothes-a-thon. Let me go to a phone call. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, whose clothing, unbeknownst to her, was donated to a battered woman's shelter. Dana, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say to this lady, you act like you're better than these girls.
Oh, no,
you
no.
You could be in the same position, you may not have any clothes one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
whether
true.
They're Ann Taylor or whoever the hell they are, but you are a very snobbish bitch.
Wait,
if you're going to give away your clothes,
oh,
you don't have
God.
Any say-so who they go to.
Oh, my God. You're really free with that word bitch, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Really?
When it comes to being... To
what makes you so angry? You know what I did? I donated a lot of kitchen... we had a waffle iron that we donated to them.
They don't want a waffle iron. They need clothes to wear on their body.
I know
give them some
need.
Money, then. Give
money.
Them money if you got so much money to throw away on clothes.
Well, first of
give
all,
them some money to buy some food and clothes.
First of all, I would never find myself in the same situation as these women.
You can't
they
ever say never.
They allowed themselves
you don't
to
know.
Be beaten.
They you don't
wait a
know
minute. What do you mean they allowed?
You'll end up in.
What do you mean they allowed themselves to be beaten?
They obviously got connected to one of these men that are exciting, very sexual, and yet they also
any
like
man out there can be a batterer that you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, my husband Steve wouldn't, because I can tell you right now, if Steve tried that with me, I would boil his genitals for dinner. Is that right, Steve?
Well, that sounds very nutritious.
Well, you know something, Dana? Maybe you ought to try it. Maybe you ought to put a testicle in your mouth instead of...
Will you wait a minute and just clean it up a little bit here? Dana, is that your car phone that's getting scratchy?
Okay.
I have a hunch that your anger stems from an abusive husband, Dana.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I would ask Ms. Dooley to watch her language.
Phil, my language is...
That whole reference there I didn't like at all. I understand that you're angry, and I realize there's a controversy. I would ask you, please, to watch what you're saying.
Oh, my God. What I'm saying is...
My wife is trying to help the battered women.
I'm not saying she isn't. I'm not saying that she is. I'm asking her to watch her language. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, her husband Steve Dooley, they had a clothes-a-thon that, unbeknownst to her, the clothes went to a battered woman's shelter. She doesn't like the idea of her clothes going to a battered woman's shelter because these women would wear them out in public and people would recognize them as her clothes. Now, so far, she said she has a banana yellow Ann Taylor pantsuit with lime green lapels and lime green pumps. She had a oxblood casual terry from Juicy Couture, whatever that is. And she had a forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots. All three of these outfits she saw on women at that battered woman's shelter. And there's a lot of them around the country that really do need help. As a matter of fact, there's not too many beds in a lot of these shelters, so whatever you guys can do to help, and forget about whether they wear your clothes or not, help them. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with more phone calls on the Phil Henry Show in a moment.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley with me from the Western States Homeowners Association. What would you, if you don't want to donate clothes to these battered women's shelters, what would you donate?
Well, Phil, I'm glad you asked that because we have put together packages of things for the homeless women's, the battered women's shelter, and I'm really surprised at how haughty these women can be.
What did you propose to give them?
Well, Steve and I drove over. We had cinder blocks and milk crates for, they can make a bookshelf out of that. If you put the milk crates in the cinder blocks and get a piece of wood, you can make a wonderful, wonderful bookshelf, Phil. We also had an 8-track tape player that the gals can play music on if they find the 8-tracks. We had a piano bench and a coupon for piano tuning.
Do the ladies have a piano?
My understanding is no, they don't, but this gets them on the way to that. Every step is important. So a piano bench, a coupon for piano tuning, and the next step, obviously, is
to get the piano, right?
Yes. But you understand, Phil, every small step is important. We got a 6-month supply of menstrual sponges and spermicide. These are very important things, too, Phil, not just clothing.
All right, 1-800, but you don't want them wearing your clothes. Here is 1-800-449-8686. Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, this lady needs a psychiatrist. I mean, she uses the term haughty to describe these women.
Are you a woman?
This
no,
lady
you're not.
Is like Saddam Hussein calling Hitler mean-spirited. This lady, if she thinks that clothes make up for her defects in her personality, she's got a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never said any such thing, so...
The last lady that got on and is very kind to you, I thought, you've got real, real mental problems, and you probably don't look good in anything you wear, no matter what you spend on it.
Excuse me, but all of my girlfriends, all of my girlfriends look up to me and my fashion sense.
Well, then the fashion set, ma'am, you're the most snobbish, haughtiest person I've ever heard on an airway.
Well, I'm so sorry that a man doesn't approve of a woman, but we're used to that.
No, I approve of my wife and a lot of women.
We're used to that.
You don't deserve approval. You deserve a little bit of psychoanalysis.
We're used to men putting us down. I have a Ralph Lauren V-neck sweater with a kind of a...
I don't care what you have with clothes.
A yellow and orange...
You want to get rid of them, give them to Barbara Streisand.
I'm not giving them...
You're the most mean-spirited person I think I've ever heard on the radio.
What are you doing to donate to the battered women's shelters? Nothing.
I don't donate to battered women's shelters.
Yeah.
I donate to other charities.
Yeah.
But to get on
and downgrade these women
that have trouble... is a sick person.
Bill, I am not
That's
going to have a yellow and orange polka dot V-neck worn by one of these women. Are you one of these women-hating queers? Is that what...
All right, that is unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. 1-800-44... I think he hung up.
Well, of course he hung up.
He's one of those women-hating queers.
That is unnecessary. The guy said you sound haughty, and you might want to tone down some of the rhetoric just a little bit, because it sounds, you know...
Why do you think I sound haughty?
Well, it sounds like, you know, I've got a yellow and green and orange polka dot Ralph Lauren V-neck that you don't want to see some woman wearing. It's these women need help. Cassandra, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. You know, I just want to say, if you really want to get into it, ma'am, I'm wearing a Tommy Hilfiger button-down shirt and some BCBG pants and some nice Kenneth Cole's back heels. And let me tell you, I would be more than happy to give them to somebody like a battered woman who needs something nice
well,
to get out
then
and
why don't
go
you
out
do
there
that?
And find herself
why don't
a better
you do
man.
That? Why don't you do
you
that?
You are the most heartless, selfish, self-centered person I have ever encountered. And let me tell you, I know people
clothes.
In the Junior League, and they would never be so selfish.
I would give my clothes to the Junior League because they wear these clothes well. All right? Okay.
I wear my clothes very well, too, and I really think that you
really?
Are the most heartless,
well, I guess
godless,
you think that you dress well.
Self-centered person I've ever met. I wear expensive clothes. I'm young,
really?
I'm fashionable,
really?
I'm 21,
I'm
and I'm beautiful, and I'm sure I look much better in the clothes than you do.
You know
do.
Something, Cassandra? I am very fashionable because my girlfriends look to me for fashion advice.
I'm happy they look to you. I think that they should look to you to be the most heartless.
Let me
senseless,
ask you something. So in
selfish.
Other words, so you're telling me that you'd let some toothless woman with a bruise
yes,
on her
I
face
would,
wear your tummy.
You know why? You want to know why?
Oh
so
my
they
God.
Can go out there and look good and make a better life for themselves
what's
and
what,
get
yeah.
away from these guys who do this to them.
Now you mentioned,
I really
look,
wish that you could
Cassandra.
Go home tonight and get a little licking from your husband so you would see how it feels.
Oh my God. So
oh
you
my
wish,
God.
You
please,
wish violence
honestly.
On another woman. Oh my God. You wish violence on another woman. You know something? Someone ought to take you outside and beat
someone
you with a pipe.
Someone ought to take me outside. Somebody ought to take you. You should run hell for this. Honestly,
how much
that
have you
is
donated
so
to a woman's,
terrible of
who
you.
Is, what have you donated to a woman's shelter? I donated spermicide,
menstrual
sponges,
and you know what? I'm only 21, so for me to do it, it's a lot better. And I'm getting married in January, and my fiancé would never do that to
me.
And
you're
he
getting married in January.
The same way I do.
Cassandra, you're getting married in January. We'll see you at the battered women's shelter in June.
Oh, now you don't
you,
know anything about
wow.
No,
this lady
really,
should
no,
really,
no,
I mean, honestly,
no,
with everything
no.
going on in the world today and the way the world is now, people should be helping each other. And here you
absolutely,
are complaining
that's what
about
we're doing.
Your old clothes that you donated
wait a minute.
And are going to sit here and scream about
Cassandra,
women who are battered wearing them.
I said that we were donating menstrual sponges, spermicide, a coupon for piano tuning.
Yeah, a coupon for piano tuning. And let me tell you, do you know how much a piano costs? Do you really think these women are going to be able to do that? That is so self-centered.
Did you hear what my husband said? That's what you're doing to him.
And what did he say?
He said that if she was his wife, he'd beat her. Okay? So...
We don't need this right now, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need threats of violence. And Bobby, just exactly, do you think that donating spermicide and menstrual sponges is the equivalent of donating clothes?
To a battered woman's shelter?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely,
I hope
yeah.
she doesn't.
Absolutely. Of course I do. Do you know what let me ask you something. Do you know what these women are about? They get beat up. They think men that beat them up are sexy. So they go out with these guys.
How
they
do you
the
know if you are in their
them.
Shoes?
They get the hell kicked out of them.
Who are you to make assumptions?
Then they get into a mauve purple cocktail dress from Barney's, and they think they're all that. Well, they're none of that.
No, you think you're all that. That's the problem.
You think you're all that, Bobby. You're talking about all your fashion sense.
Look, Phil, ask around. A banana yellow Ann Taylor pantsuit is not cheap.
No, it's not. I don't own banana yellow because, let me tell you, banana yellow I don't think is very high in fashion sense.
Oh, listen to you.
Oh, listen to me. You should listen to me.
You know
are
what,
so heartless. Honestly, do you really think
right?
that you... How do you go
I've
to sleep at night knowing that you do
from
this?
Saks. I've got canary yellow wedgies from Saks. I guess you don't like that either, do you?
Yellow shoes is one thing. I wouldn't be caught dead in a yellow suit with lime green lapels.
Well,
I'm sorry, that's a little 1980s or a little 50-year-old for me. I'm 21, I'm
shows
young,
you know.
I'm fashionable.
Shows what you know.
Yeah, shows what I know.
Right.
And let me tell you something else.
Good,
I would be more
Heather.
Than happy. All right. I donate all sorts of
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Back on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to our conversation with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association. A controversy erupted over there where the donation of clothes from a clothes-a-thon that was handled by some of the women of Western Estates. The money goes to a battered, the clothes, I should say, go to a battered woman's shelter. You don't like this, Bobby, and you don't like battered women wearing your clothes. And you've attempted to explain this from the standpoint of they just don't look good and it makes you look bad, right?
I think there are other things, Phil, that women can wear. Don't think I don't do anything for people. Right now, I'm in the community center kitchen. We're preparing spring rolls and pickled cabbage for our Korean night. I'm in here working my fingers to the bone. So I do things for people. But Steve and I will be spending the next few weeks parked in front of the shelter so that we can see women going in and out. And as soon as we see one of them, one of these battered women going out in one of my outfits, we will say something. Now, yesterday we swung a U-turn on a girl. Steve grabbed her by the arm, brought her around to my side of the car, and that's when I noticed she was wearing a plaid hoop skirt with a felt poodle embroidery that was mine. Now, that's a very expensive skirt.
That was a what?
My husband gave it to me. It's a plaid hoop skirt with a felt poodle embroidery. Very expensive. It is from Nobel of Paris, and she was wearing it. And I told her, in no uncertain terms, take it off.
But you give these women spermicide and menstrual sponges.
That's what those people need. Believe me.
Well, the first person said it very well. It sounds very haughty. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Bobby. This is Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I've never heard anything like what I'm hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Charity.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no conditions on true charity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I can understand your feelings, but for yourself to speak for your friends, and they would be embarrassed or they would be shocked.
Listen, Jennifer, do you know about clothing? Do you know about style? Do you know about fashion?
Let me finish.
Fashion is for a lot of people. Fashion is for a lot of people a way of living. For me, it's my life. Fashion is my life.
All right, let's go to Heather on the Phil Hendry Show. Heather, go ahead.
Hi, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You may have fashion sense, but you have a no common sense. And your priorities are so out of whack, it's almost funny. I feel sorry for you.
My priorities? You know, I'm helping these women. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah,
I'm a nurse, actually.
Okay. Well, what are you doing for better shelter?
I give of myself every day. So don't question me.
Well,
you're
I'm questioning
on
you. What do you do? What do you do? You don't do anything.
She said she's a nurse.
I'm a nurse.
All right, so you're a nurse.
I don't do anything.
So you change bedpans. Good for you.
I can't believe that you would deny these women who have to leave their house and run for their lives with nothing, crates and cinder blocks, crap that you could get out of a dumpster. You won't give them a nice outfit so that they can feel good about themselves.
I would
love
to.
And feel good.
I don't.
But you don't want them to wear your Ann Taylor.
Heather,
do you want them to wear some crappy rag?
No, but I can tell you
that. Do you want them to wear their menstrual sponge and go naked? I can't believe you grabbed that woman by the arm. I hope she presses charges.
My husband, what is she doing in my hoop skirt?
You donated it, honey. It's not yours anymore.
Can I ask you a question, Heather? I don't know a lot about fashion. A plaid hoop skirt?
Very, very chic.
I don't think so.
Are you laughing at that?
With a poodle embroidery?
Yeah,
really?
I'd wear for Halloween, maybe.
You know something? Aren't you
tonight?
Cute? You know what? I've got a lot of fashion sense.
Yeah.
If I see her one more time in my poodle skirt, I swear to God, I'll tell her husband where she is.
Wait a minute.
I will.
I mean,
Wait a second.
It's funny.
No, really.
They have no class. They have no education.
You know something?
These women are classier.
These women
are
running
for men.
Have more
sense and more education than you ever will.
How do you know?
You're making a fool out of yourself.
No. If she wears my hoop skirt one more time, I'll tell her husband where she is.
That is endangering that woman's life.
Yeah. I hope you get arrested.
Yeah, you think it's funny that you think it's funny that a woman gets beaten up. Okay, great.
I think it's funny that you're going to tell her where her husband is.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm going to tell her husband where she is, Einstein.
Exactly.
Why don't you listen to me? Yeah.
Backwards.
Listen to Florence Nightingale here. Listen, isn't there a bedpan somebody's hitting a fork against?
Excuse
Excuse
right.
me? I said, isn't there a bedpan someone's clanging a fork against for you to change?
Yeah, that's what I do all day long. You know what?
Right.
Someday it's going to be you in that bed, and guess what, honey?
And
nobody's going to have any sympathy
well,
or care for you.
I think I'm a bit younger than you, so you'll probably be dead.
Oh, really? How old are you?
Yeah, you'll probably... I'm sorry?
How old are you?
38.
38, yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
27, honey.
Well, you know what?
And I have more common sense than you ever will. You're
at least
sick.
My husband can provide for me.
It's the most twisted thing. You're worried about clothes.
All right.
You know,
my
I hope you never have to have anything
right.
happen to you
yeah,
that your
true.
Priorities get put in the right
I
order.
I don't, Bobby,
not number
it's
one.
Fine that you donated things to the women's shelter, the cinder block.
Cinder block.
No.
A piano bench, a coupon
what
for piano.
What on earth are they going to do with a piano bench?
When they buy a piano, hello.
Oh, because that's a priority, right? They don't need clothes, food, a home, a job.
I can't have them wearing...
You have nothing.
I cannot have them wearing my pantsuit or my purple cocktail dress. I can't
you're,
have it.
You're repulsive. You're a repulsive person. I hope you never know
you're
what it's
so
like
jealous
to get
of my clothes.
Situation.
You're so jealous of my clothes.
Clothes are not important to me.
All right,
my family is important to me. My life is important to me. My friends' lives are important to me.
She's jealous of my clothing.
I don't care if I'm walking around in a
all right, thank you. Thank you very much. I got to move on. You say they're jealous of your clothes.
No, well, that's what's going on. They're jealous of my style and my sense.
Okay, let me go to Jolene on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Jolene.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would like to speak to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is the most uneducated, classless person.
I have a muslin gown with rows of silver dollars down
inside. And she speak on a subject that she probably knows absolutely nothing about. And as far as a yellow pantsuit with lime green lapels, that's not style.
What do you wear?
If she thinks it is, then she's pretty much mistaken.
Well, what do you wear? You put that
well,
on.
I wear a lot better clothes than you do, like Ralph Lauren and
I wear
all these things that are fashion.
Excuse me,
sense.
I have Ralph
and,
Lauren.
Oh,
I have
oh,
a,
do you?
Yes,
oh,
I've got a V-neck
I'm
sweater
sure.
with yellow and
you
orange
know what?
Polka dot.
If anybody deserves a beating, you would. Because unless you've come from
well,
that
I'll
place,
tell you this
you
right now,
no
Jolene.
Right to ever speak on a subject that you know nothing about.
Well, if these
okay?
women continue to wear my clothes, I'll tell them, I'll tell their husbands where they are.
Oh,
and
you're risking,
you know what? Your husband probably has no balls because he lives with a woman like you.
My husband does what he's told, okay?
Your husband does what he's told. First of all, the gentleman assured me that you are a woman. But I really think you're not really a woman. I think you're a man.
Really? Well, I think you're a man, okay? And I'll tell you something.
Yeah? Well, I'm not worried about a lime green pantsuit.
I'll tell you something else, Jolene. My husband gets it done at night when the lights are off. How about your
husband?
Oh,
I bet he does.
Yeah, he sure
mm-hmm.
does.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
you know,
just
it must
think
be hard
that
to find
a classless
well, let me ask you a question. What goes,
I couldn't even call you a woman because you're a disgrace to the woman's race.
What goes
you are
your,
a total
I really
disgrace.
Want to know what,
I need to be totally ashamed
really
of yourself. You would even get
you know,
on a radio station
really,
and make comments about a subject
Jolene,
that you know probably absolutely nothing
tell
about.
What
because
goes,
first of all, I don't think
me.
You're a woman.
All right, I'll hold on for a minute.
And second of all, I think that you're just classless. Classless.
What goes with your Depends? I just want to know what you wear with those.
Oh, pardon me? I'm much younger than you are, too, because I heard what your age was. So, you know,
well,
you think
really...
you're all that, ma'am, and
right.
I use that term loosely, but
you know,
you're really not.
You know, I think you're a man, too. I really do.
Oh, do you?
I think you're
mm-hmm.
a small gay
I'm
man.
Sure.
I think you're
children?
A small gay man. I have three sons.
You have what?
Three sons. How about you?
Oh, do you?
When did they
and
take
I'm
your
sure
uterus
they're so
out?
Proud of their mother.
Yeah.
Someday they're going to grow
well,
up and
you know
probably
what?
Beat their wives.
Well, at least I didn't have to have a
hysterectomy like you as
for
a role
random
model.
Promiscuous sex like you did.
Excuse
oh, my
me?
God.
At least I didn't have to have a hysterectomy from promiscuous sex.
Who said he had a hysterectomy?
You.
I don't know. What are you, crazy? You're nuts. You're really nuts.
All right. This has been nothing but some kind of an insult fest, and I'd like to stick back on the subject, which is these women who need their homeless, their battered women's shelter filled with stuff.
So I'm in the middle of making spring rolls right now.
What has your spring rolls got to do with anything?
Because I help people. I do things for people. I have a Ralph Lauren V-neck sweater with a yellow and orange polka dot pattern just to tell that last lady that I have Ralph Lauren. So you can kiss my bright red rosy.
Here is Sharon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Sharon.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know, I don't really believe that you enjoy this. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What I do with mm-hmm. your clothes is I agree with you about your clothes. I think you should collect them all and you and your friends should wear them to a Halloween party.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think they're hideous. I wouldn't want the battered women to wear your clothes. They're hideous clothes.
Oh, my
you
God.
No
do you know anything about fashion?
Yes,
well, let me,
I
hold
do,
on.
But
Sharon,
more than you. You'd make the worst best. You'd make the worst dress list in the country.
And what do you know about
clothes.
Fashion? What do you know about fashion?
Well, I think you're a fake.
Well, I'm a fake. Well, Sharon, I'll ask
you're
you the same question I asked everybody
else. You're
not
for real.
Listen to Donna Corinne
You're
here.
Not for real. Mm-hmm. I don't believe anything that
well,
you...
Well, I don't believe anything about
anything
you either.
Anything you project on the radio,
as a matter of
you're
fact,
phony.
I think that
your
what you do...
Your clothes are hideous.
My clothes are... If I'm phony,
they're terrible.
How do you know
and
they're
I
my
think
clothes?
Your husband is short, bald, and fat. Goodbye.
You know, Phil, what I do for these women at the battered women's shelter is I don't allow them to wear my clothing so they won't look stupid with bruises on their faces wearing my beautiful muslin evening gown with a row of silver dollars down each side. And so for her to call me up and...
So in other words, what you're doing for these battered women is you're not allowing them to wear clothes because they wouldn't look good in them, only you do?
Yes. And you know what I think? I think that last woman should go down to the shelter, get a hold of that piano bench that I donated, turn it upside down, and take a seat. I really, really do.
All right, here is Karen on the Phil Henry Show. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. There's not much I can't say that has already been said, because your clothes are definitely dubious at best. But, you know, you are saying that you and your husband waited outside this battered shelter to go and see if these women were wearing your clothes, and then you corner them and he grabs them by the arm. Do you not think that's particularly bright? They've already been beaten up, which is why they are where they are. They're probably frightened to death. It doesn't help very much, does it?
Well, I don't know. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh,
what?
Grow up, will
you? There is something wrong with you.
What's wrong with me?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
Well, what are you? Aren't you from England or Australia?
Now, you think it's Australia, but yes, it's England. What the hell's got that got to do with anything?
That's what you
How shallow are you that you don't want people to wear your clothes because they have a black eye? And nobody gets with a guy. Well, yes, okay, some people may make wrong choices, but you can be with somebody and be with them for years before something happens to you. So you may one day have your comeuppance, and I hope you do.
You know, I'm feeling a little misty listening to you because you remind me of Princess Diana.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh, I know. Well, I didn't really
think about
Princess Diana.
I don't mean Princess Diana in terms of her fashion sense. I just mean you sound like her.
Well, believe me, she had a lot better fashion sense by the sounds of it than you did. I mean, lime green, gingham green dresses with red boots. What the hell is that? What are you, Dorothy from freaking Wizard of Oz?
Excuse me, it's a beautiful dress.
If all this stuff is so beautiful, why are you giving it away?
Because I don't want these women, when they walk out there with their faces caved in, because some guy threw them down some stairs, and then people say, oh, look, there's Bobby's dress. Oh, my God, look at what's in it.
You missed what I just
look
said.
Look at what's
in it. If you think these clothes are so beautiful, why are you giving them up in the first place?
Listen to this. Because obviously they're out of fashion. They're last spring, all right?
Oh, God forbid.
I have an
ox-blood
casual
Terry from Juicy Couture. I'm surprised they even allow themselves to be seen in last year's fashion with a black eye at that.
So you're telling me a forest-green gingham dress with brick-red cowboy boots from Laura Ashley...
It's laughable.
I beg your pardon?
It's absolutely laughable. Yeah, you may. People may know you from your fashion sense, and that will be because they're laughing at you in the street.
Hey, can I ask the lady a question?
Yes, Steve, what?
Could you say speed up, the paparazzi is catching up?
Oh, that's so
funny. That's really funny, man. That's
God,
really funny.
I mean, you really are a jerk.
You
two deserve each other, and you know what? I hope you're blissfully happy forever, because
I feel sorry
for any other person that ends up with either one of you two.
Do they have wife beating
shallow
in England?
Individuals.
Do they have wife beating in England? Because I don't think you do. And
really?
So,
why is that, then?
Well, you don't understand the problems we have in America.
Women
are beaten here, and then they have to go to a place. But we gave them spermicide.
Yeah, we got it. Menstrual sponges and everything else.
Oh, yeah, because after they've been beaten to crap by some arsehole man, the last thing they're going to want to do is go out screwing around with your spermicide. I mean, that's ridiculous. And as for the piano stool, my God. I mean, if you were giving them food or, like you initially said, pots and pans or stuff for their house they could use, a waffle iron. A saucepan, yeah, a waffle iron. Who bothers with that?
You know,
why are you giving them things that are actually of use to them? Spermicides and piano stools don't really do it for battered women, I wouldn't imagine.
You're very
judgmental. If you really want to help them, give them something useful.
You're very judgmental.
Judgmental?
Yes, you are.
This is coming from you. That's a classic. Oh my goodness. You're either doing this as a complete wind-up and you don't mean any of what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's my feeling.
The fact that there are people like you still out in this world troubles me immensely.
If you guys are for real on this...
Oh, Phil, so in other words, beating women is funny to you. You think that's a big joke? I don't.
Who says it's funny?
Well, you do. You think this is some kind of...
The crap that's flying out of your mouth, I think you're either trying to make yourself seem... you're not, because to think that you're actually meaning what you're saying doesn't give people much faith in humanity, does it?
Well, Karen, why don't you and Tony Blair go out and find some fun, okay?
Oh, God, you are like a child. You're 38 years old, and the comments you're coming out with are asinine.
Did you ever eat the meat pie?
Educated. If you were educated, you'd come up with something better to say than that.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Some of these comebacks are a little stale.
They are, aren't they?
What do you mean, have you ever eaten a meat pie?
Anyway, that's all I have to say, because there's no getting through to people like you, so...
All right. Well, listen, we're sorry that we won the Revolutionary War. But
oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Karen, thank you very much.
But I do want to say I do want to say this. I've got a wonderful mauve purple cocktail dress for sale. Karen, have you ever eaten bangers and mash?
No, I'm vegetarian. Well, if you know what one of those is.
Isn't bangers vegetarian?
No, it's a sausage.
No, bangers is pork.
It's puck?
Pork.
All right, thanks, Karen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Karen, thanks for John Lennon, but piss off.
Oh, my God.